Jason Mraz, I'm Yours here at i98 with Andy Haxton this morning. Phil Anderson is the Managing Director and Founder of Economic Indicator Services. He's got a brand new book on real estate. It's called The Secret Life of Real Estate. And if you're keen to buy some real estate and you're not sure with what's happening overseas, or you're thinking the banks are cheap, the loans are getting cheaper, is this the right time to be diving in? Good morning, Phil. First up, is this the right time to be buying real estate?
No, I think people have got plenty of time to wait. The property cycle exhibits a very clear 18-year duration. It's 14 years up, 4 down, generally, and we haven't finished the downward move yet, so I think there's plenty of time to be patient.
How much of a down movement are you expecting?
Well, the cycle normally generates a 20% decline in property prices from the peak. That's the historical average. I don't do that on a localised basis. Some areas not so bad, some areas worse. It depends on some of the regional variations. Generally, historically speaking, most places should see an average 20% decline.
So should we be worried with what's happening overseas?
Well, Australia is part of the world economy, so it's going to affect us in one way or another. But I still think the growth story coming out of China is not going to finish tomorrow. So I think we'll be insulated a little bit, but it's certainly not going to get as bad as what it has in the US or the UK. But I think there's a little bit worse to come yet.
Phil, should we be worried about the amount of money that's getting printed around the world with all the stimulus packages coming out?
Well, the downward move of the cycle, if people study its history over the past 100 or 200 years out of the UK, when the land price and when the real estate cycle does turn, the authorities in charge, they always attempt to alleviate the problem with their schemes. They either try to print more money, or they try to set different bank regulations to make sure it doesn't happen again, or they come up with other sorts of schemes to try and reduce the effect of the downturn. But generally, these schemes don't work. Often, in fact, in the study of history, it seems to reveal that the schemes that the government and the bankers come up with tend to make things a little bit worse in the short term. But in the long term, over talking about 4, 5, 6 years, in the long term, it generally will work. So in the long term, we will see a recovery, but it's likely to get worse before it gets better.
Is there a correlation between, say, the stock market, commodities, gold, and the property market?
Yes, there is a very clear correlation if you look at the long term. And over the long term, it's clear if you study the history over that longer term that about every 18 to 20 years, and it's been pretty much every 18 years since the Second World War, since the 1955 land price low in the US, that the stock market makes a generational low every 18 years or so, and that is connected with the property cycle. Stock markets move up and down, often independently of some other things, other commodities and property sometimes, but when the property cycle is ready to turn, about every 18 years, the stock market will often lead that pricing in the future pretty quickly, and then the two become quite heavily connected. And at that time, when the 18-year cycle is due to turn, the stock market will then make what I would call a generational low, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. It's the type of low that everybody remembers for a couple of years, and then when things are recovered, we tend to forget. But the stock market's made generational lows. They did that right about 1988, 89, and way back in 1974 as well. At the time, there were things that people panicked about and remembered for quite a while, but ultimately things were covered.
We will wrap up that interview with Phil in about 10 from now here on i98. The Secret Life of Real Estate, that's his brand new book. In the meantime, this is Kelly Clarkson.